Yeah, I think I might do a lawman before I leave. What do you think? You up for a little booty-dow? I'm up for a little butt-kicking. I am up for the sound of cartilage crunching there. Yeah, I'm up for the satisfying feeling of doodads scrunching against kneecaps. There's nothing like it. The crack of his skull against a squad car door. The pop of hickory wood against the cranium. The reassuring whoosh of air as it leaves the lungs propelled by a fist to the duodenum. Or is it duodenum? The unsavory sight of a smudged toe of an evershine as one tokas is kicked and penetrated. Yes, all the things that go into being a lawman. The scent of cordite after you've popped a cap. Trying to look depressed after you've had to blow someone away in the line of duty. Trying to make it look like you're actually upset about it when actually you want to go home and yell, wahoo! Yes, all those things that go into being a lawman. The joyous sensation of climbing out of that squad car with the citation book in your hand, hitching up your britches, pulling your cap down, and walking up to some maggot who's staring through his rear view at you, approaching with fear in his eyes, knowing he's about to receive a piece of pay and paper, huh? The thrill of driving 98 miles an hour, driving with one hand while firing out the window with the other, of going into a full-power skid, sending gravel and civilians diving for cover, huh? The joy of being a lawman. Pulling up to an accident site, peering through the broken glass at the gore. Nudging, you all right in there? The joy of being a lawman. People always say, where do you get the ideas for those stories? Those lawmen, I hate to admit it, but I actually did some of that stuff. I actually did my favorite thing back in Duval County, Florida, buddy. If you arrested two suspects and you only had one set of handcuffs, because, you know, you only carry one set of handcuffs. What we'd do is if he was a maggot, we'd slam his hair in the car door and make him run alongside, yeah? Yeah, those were the days, yeah? Miranda, never heard of him. Who are you talking about? Carmen? You mean Carmen Miranda? Yeah, I like her, too. That's great. Oh, no. Exclusionary rule, never heard of it. What, chain of evidence? Come on. Anyway, look out now, look out now, look out. It's time for a little bit of brutality, brutality. I need that little brutality, brutality, brutality. Will it please come my way? Brutality, brutality. I need a bit of brutality, brutality, brutality. All right, look out now. Time to wonder what it must be like. Strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you just finished roll call and you're about ready to go out on the street. And the sergeant comes up to you and says, hey, Austerwitz, come here a second. You say, yes, Sarge, what is it? As you shift your toothpick from one side of your mouth to the other. He says, I've been looking at your arrest report. He said, you know what? You say, what? He says, it's non-existent. You haven't made one arrest. You haven't issued one citation. Let me tell you something. The month is drawing to a close. And if I don't see your name on a couple of arrest reports, buddy, you are in big trouble. So you belch in his face and walk out there. You think, geez, I got to get somebody. Then you figure you use the old policeman's standby. When you need an arrest real bad, you just park a couple of blocks down from a bar where you can see who's coming and going. And you watch until you see someone leave the bar and get in his car and drive away. It's kind of dirty pool. But when you need an arrest real bad, so sure enough, this guy comes walking out, gets behind the wheel of his car, starts driving away. You wait for him just to vary a little bit between those white lines, and bingo, you got the light on him, you pull him over. He was probably scratching his doodads, but the car swerved a little bit, so you walk up to the window. He says, is there a problem, officer? You say, yeah, have you been drinking? He says, Well, no, I haven't. You say, all right. Step out of the car, please. Can I have the alphabet, please? He gives you the alphabet. You say, backwards. He gives it to you backwards. Say, I need the alphabet in Spanish, please. He gives you the alphabet in Spanish. You say, do you know it in Chinese? He says, and he goes through the whole alphabet, the whole Chinese alphabet. Say, all right, can you touch your nose with your fingertips, please? He doesn't. Say, I would like you to do a backflip with a half gainer, ending in a Sukahara with a Valdez on us. He does it off the roof of the car. And he's smiling at you. Finally say, all right, I want the date of the Declaration of Independence, how many people signed it, their names, and how many actual pieces of parchment it took to write the whole thing out. He thinks for a second. He says, geez, officer, I have no idea. Yes, you drunken bastard! You're under arrest here! And you cuff that no-good stinking maggot, take him downtown and fuck him! In truth and justice and in the American...
It's the Grease Man, DC 101.